And it is also time for Jonathan Cherry, the director at Cherry Flavor Media, with the world of advertising and creativity. And a very good morning to you, Jonathan.
Well, morning, Kino.
What's left of the morning, at least.
Yeah.
Let's start with Banksy. Hey, Banksy, and you can remind some people out there who don't know who Banksy is, but opened up a pop-up homeware store. Why in the world?
So Banksy, the British street artist, who is anonymous, we still don't know who Banksy is, but has become one of the most sought-after artists. I think one of his pieces was recently sold at auction for over $12 million. So it's a huge sum. But Banksy was actually facing a legal battle where one of these very cheesy gifting shops wanted to use the name Banksy. And because Banksy doesn't sell homeware, under British copyright law, that name was available for them to register because he hadn't used it. So in order to protect his own trademark, what he did was we're not sure who Banksy is. Banksy opened up a homeware shop, where they are now selling things like bricks, which come from Aleppo, and they also have a mat that's actually knitted from life jackets, and it was created by people who are in containment camps in Greece. So every single piece obviously has symbolism to its political and economic symbolism, and the name of the shop is Gross Domestic Product. So again, Banksy's more than just an artist. This is someone who's very, very clever at making political statements. There's a video online of this shop. I don't think you're going to be able to buy anything. Things are going for less than £10. But I think things are going to sell out very, very quickly in the store now that it's open.
I love the Gross Domestic Product. Hey? That's funny.
Yeah. Just so clever. Very, very clever.
Now, let's talk about the popular cookware range, Le Creuset. They've announced that they are collaborating with Disney Star Wars with a new range. Hello.
Yeah, so Kino, the new Star Wars movie, The Rise of Skywalker, is set to launch at the end of this year. And many brands are seeing the opportunity to collaborate with the Star Wars franchise, which is owned by Disney. One of those brands is Le Creuset. So that's the French cookware brand. And I must say, I'm pretty surprised to see this because they've teamed up with Star Wars, as I said. And what they've developed is a products which are related to Star Wars. So there's a Darth Vader Dutch oven. There's an R2-D2 cooker. There's a Han Solo carbonite roasting pan, which looks quite cool. And then a special hand-painted limited edition Tatooine Dutch oven. And these are going to be available for purchase. But it's just one of those things where I just never thought this kind of collaboration would hit well with the target market. But I'm surprised because people are very, very excited about these items. So an interesting collaboration there. And I think we've spoken about the future of collaborations and how useful brand collaborations are.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting story.
Well, I mean, I can tell you, I'm a massive Le Creuset fan and I love a bit of Star Wars. So I'd definitely be one of the people going out there to get one of those pots if we have them in South Africa, that is.
Yeah, I think they are coming to South Africa. So definitely have a look out for that, Kino.
And what about game stores getting a new logo?
Yeah, so Game, part of the Massmart Group. I don't need to tell you that retail in South Africa is under significant pressure, and I think Massmart, as a mass market retailer, they've taken a lot of strain in the last while. So Game stores have been in South Africa for a very long time. You remember their old payoff line used to be, I forget what it was, but Game has been around for a long time. Oh, it was You Always Win at Game.
Yes.
So they've changed that line now to You've Got Game. And if you've got game, then game's got you. That's kind of like the new payoff line.
Okay.
And they've got a new positioning for the brand where they're much more tongue-in-cheek. So they're still very competitive and they're wanting to go compete price-wise with their competitors in the marketplace. But their new ad is quite tongue-in-cheek. It's a lot more relaxed than what it used to be. And I think what they're kind of positioning themselves as someone who's fighting for the consumer in South Africa. So there's a bit of a tweak on the visual identity. Their logo itself has got a little bit of a different look to it. But the main thing is this new payoff line, which is You've Got Game. So have a look out for the new ads. they thought it was a good time to rebrand. I don't know if it's going to solve all of their problems, but I think it's probably a good time to do something radical. Well,
I wonder, did they go and do some research on the ground to find out why people have maybe moved elsewhere? And, I mean, have most of those people said, well, we don't really like your brand and your logo and your payoff line? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever the case, but I guess what they're wanting to do is they just want to position themselves a little bit differently from their competitors. Yeah. So well, I guess now is not a bad time to do that when the market is flat for everybody.
Well, I would imagine something needs to happen with their product range and their pricing. I mean, if they're still going to be price competitive, I think the challenge is on what exactly. But let's wrap up with your pick of the week, an innovation from the whiskey brand Glenlivet.
Yeah, so Kino, we often talk about the pick of the week being an ad. This pick of the week for me is an innovation from the very old whiskey brand, the Glenlivet. What they've decided to do is team up with a startup that actually makes little capsules out of seaweed. And they've created three different little cocktails that has a tot of Glenlivet within this little pouch. And you put the pouch in your mouth and you kind of chew on it, and it releases the liquid into your mouth. So there's no need for a glass or ice or anything like that. And obviously they're punting it as a big PR experience. But I just think it's a very clever idea of how you can get people to experience the brand consistently. So it's not reliant on obviously the person making the drink to make it perfectly the way it's supposed to. It's all prepackaged from the brand itself. So a very clever idea. But when I saw it, I also thought, wow, this is a great idea for people hosting running races in South Africa, because we struggle with those plastic things that are left behind once the runners have left. Yeah. If we can put the water for the race in some of these seaweed sachets, I think it might go some way to try and reducing the environmental impact of that. So I think it's a great innovation from this brand, but I think the idea of the seaweed packet is a fantastic innovation for other companies.
I like it.
And well worth that people have a look at that.
As long as they don't change their call phrase to live it with weed. seaweed, for that matter. Anyway, Jonathan Cherry, great having you on. Thank you as always. That is Jonathan Cherry, Director of Cherry Flavor Media.